At the Playmakers Network, sports are more than games. They're a community. From basketball and college football to professional wrestling and Rams football, our shows keep fans informed, entertained, and connected. Watch live, listen on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation. The Playmakers Network. Sports, community, conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shooting Lights Out on the final day of August, August 31st, 2026. The Playmakers in the building down there, Silence. I have no idea where my co-host is at.
What? You have no idea where I'm at?
I can't see you.
You can't see me by behind.
I can't.
You know you can see me. You know you can see me.
I cannot see you.
I know you can hear me. Well, everybody,
I can hear you.
Boys and girls and children of all ages, thank you for watching on the last Monday in I got paper being sent to me. Playmaker high, he tripping? Oh, okay, got it. Okay. Lord have mercy. You can't see me.
I can't see you. You're not on my screen.
Yeah. How about now?
Still can't see you.
That's a lie. How in the world you can't see me? Lord have mercy.
I don't know. Maybe you've been hanging out with John Cena and then you became invisible.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in to Shooting Lights Out, the last Monday in August. And if you're watching Playmaker on the Playmakers Playmakers Network YouTube channel, we thank you. If you're watching on Playmakers LinkedIn page, we thank you. If you're watching live on the Playmakers Network Facebook page, we thank you. And if you're tuning into us, you can't watch us, but you're listening to him and me. You can catch us on many different platforms, you know, like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Let me see. I'm trying to think of all other places that I can think of. Pandora and all other places you can download podcasts. And you can also listen to us live on Realwise Global's Realwise Radio Network. Thank you, Wise Alefe. We love you, my brother. I hope everything we got to catch real, real, real soon.
Like I said,
we're going to fix this camera. We're going to fix this camera crap.
Like I said, do y'all see Cole Johnson? Because I don't see Cole Johnson. We can hear him.
That's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap.
Thought I was lying.
I hate this bullshit. How you can hear me, you can't see.
Casey, you thought I was lying. I wasn't lying.
No, I know you weren't lying. I just thought sugar was sweet. It ain't.
See? This is what happens. With Cole Johnson.
With what, Negro? What happened?
Him and technology have been having a fight ever since the summer.
That's much, but I hate technology sometimes.
I love it other times. Like I had to get a new keyboard. Because the keyboard to my laptop acting funky.
So I got a new keyboard to put a middle finger to the old one. Now, I love that. I got a mouse that lights up. I got a keyboard that lights up, mm-hmm. But I got a camera that don't want to work. Ain't that some bullshit?
Yep.
Hold on. That's some backwards crap. We gonna get this right. I didn't think it. No, I knew you were lying. I was like, what do you mean you can't see? And you talking about me? Moi, the star of the show. Well, star of every show. Now we fixed it. Finally. Our time.
Who said you was a star of every show? Who told you that lie?
Snowman. If you had to use his phrase, I would go with that answer.
Hey, who told that lie?
Who you told the star of every show? This lie? Who told this lie?
Talking about he the star of every show.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, I think some who don't know, you have to understand. My goal every single time I share the airwaves with Playmaker is just to make him laugh. However I can do it. A joke, a comment, a graphic, anything.
I don't know why you felt you had to do it today. I had my fun with Snowman this morning.
Well, I know why you had your fun with Snowman. I would too. 49er fan, that Snowman is. You get the gloat that probably one of the best defenders in Rams history has now come out of retirement. I'll gloat too.
So I was just having fun.
but you make it sound as though your fun was so innocent and fun.
See, I don't do what other people do, saying they we gonna beat y'all like this and y'all. I ain't doing none of that. I just said, how many rounds did Snowman in the air went at it?
you're trash talking the scoreboard. I get it. That's how I trash talk too. The score, son, look at it.
There's a joke in there, but I'm not gonna do it.
Meanwhile, we have to say hello to the ones who are our literal day ones, like my man Dre of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. He gives us each a salute, two salute emojis. We salute you, sir. And I gotta tell you, man, you are keeping that foot on these fools' necks. Speaking I appreciate of stealing the commentary all over the place about WNBA, bro. You just keep it on your necks.
Speaking of using other people's stuff, share this video, like this video, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Playmaker right. and Cole Johnson are live.
That's right.
Tell five of your friends.
And shout out to you, Base. Tell five of your friends and eight of your enemies. That Shooting Lights Out is in, not just on the air.
Your weekly deep shot into hoops culture as we finna slide.
Oh, baby, slide into around the hardwood. Slide. Why don't you slide?
And before we continue, there you go.
Oh, Dre says not letting off at all. 100. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, Dre just keeps hitting these dummies with some hot takes, and it's like I'm looking at him like I can't disagree with anything this dude was saying. But I know there's especially the Clark Sessions. I know there's many a fan that wants to get at him, say, "Oh, you're biased. You have hatred. Oh, just because." I know you've seen this, Dre. Oh, just because you're black and Kayla Clark's white, that means you hate her. If this was not airwaves for fifth for FCC, I would say I'll admit, Nigra, please.
Back to business, huh?
But that's business. We'll be talking WBA anyway. That's total business.
Are we talking about it now? No.
Fine. We're not talking about the WNBA now, but we are talking about the NBA. Why? I have no idea.
It was kind of
let's start with the dummy. You're not as bad as Dennis Schroeder, but Jonathan Kuminga, who unsuccessfully tried to get out of his contract with Golden State when he wanted to. Golden State got him out when they wanted him to. Well, he signed a 2-year, $13 million deal with the Timberwolves. Now, they plan to start him alongside Anthony Edwards, LaMelo Ball, Nate McDaniels, and Rudy Gobert. But why? I mean, if he wasn't good enough to start with the Warriors, not saying that Kuminga's a bad player. He's solid.
And the Hawks. He played for the Hawks.
I know he had a cup of tea with the Hawks. But how can I say this? The development is arrested. I'll put it like that.
Not arrested, dang.
And then you have Benedict Mathurin. He also agreed to a 2-year deal, but he signed a $16 billion contract with the Pelicans. He has a player option the second year. Now, Kuminga, come here for a second. That's what you should have done, son. But you had a whack agent that messed you up.
That's a $3 million difference. Is it really that serious?
No. Not the dollar sign.
Okay.
Although, yes. The fact this guy who's a little less of a name than Kuminga gets to earn $1.5 million extra a year.
I don't care. He's less of a name than Jonathan Kuminga. Benedict Mathurin plays better than Jonathan Kuminga.
Besides that, too, I know Kuminga got it with this contract. I'm talking about with the Warriors. He actually has one for year two. I don't give a crap if it's a rookie deal. You should have signed something to actually say, you know what? You're crapping on me. I need to get out. And you handicapped yourself, Kuminga. Now, hopefully you won't in this situation. You do have a player option, but we shall see. Now, to make Playmaker happy, Todd Golden, the current head coach of the men's Florida basketball team, he gets a 1-year extension through the 2032 season, and he gonna get the Briggs truck rolled to his house. The deal in total is $49.5 million. Now his salary jumps to $7.5 million next season, and that makes him the second highest SEC coach being paid.
I don't know why you had to put me in there. It's just new, but.
What team you root for?
That's because I root for a team doesn't mean it makes me happy. It's just new.
What team you root for?
Okay.
What did that same team do 2 years ago? And I know he was the head coach of it.
Okay, then. So why would I be happy when I already knew that was coming anyway? Hello?
like a man.
And doesn't mean you have to be geek out for it.
It don't.
No, it does not. I mean, wasn't going nowhere.
National champion 2024. He got you a number
one. You're not listening. Last year. I knew he wasn't going nowhere to begin with.
I'm listening, son.
No, you're not.
You ain't listening.
Because you sit here trying to say, I'm happy. No, I already knew he wasn't going nowhere. Like, this is not even new to me. They just finally made it official.
What I'm
this
saying.
This been talked about for like 2 years.
What I'm saying to you, you blind motherfucker, is that your man? He got you a national championship till I'm 25.
It doesn't mean I need to be happy over something I already know.
Oh, you mean like when they got bounced in the round of 16? But that this past year. But that's besides the point. This man is getting your program to where it needs to be. It's one of the,
and yet, one of the best programs. I am not sitting here for the throw a parade over news that came out that I already knew about.
It's one of the best programs in college men's college basketball today. That's a team you root for.
Well, he got a suspension. Guess what? Now go get another championship. Unlike another program that I know, but I ain't going to bring them up. He got his money. You're not going to get me another championship. Plain and simple. This is business. When it comes to basketball, it's business. Let's go. We got things to accomplish.
Kyle Lowry, who should retire, but he ain't, he will have his jersey retired in Toronto. His number seven jersey will be retired against the 76ers. And he becomes just the second Raptor to receive that honor. The first, Vince Carter.
You better thank Kawhi Leonard for that.
Yeah. And then Jaylen Brown gets a key to Boston. Jaylen Brown returned to Boston Common.
I have a feeling I need to get off the screen for this. I think that headline that you just read gave you a headache.
Jaylen Brown returned to Boston Common to receive a farewell event. He was preceded, and they proceeded to give him and award him a key to the city, and then a commemorative Jaylen Brown Way street sign. Sorry, I had to pass gas for a second there. The part I didn't read, he's no longer a Celtic. He now is the number one option for the Philadelphia 76ers. You see, son, this is actually good for your behind. You needed this to happen. You saying that the best season you played with this past year when you didn't even sniff the conference semifinals. Meanwhile, two years before, you win a championship. You got the ring. But that wasn't a good enough season. You even got a finals MVP. But that season was whack compared to 2026. Now, I get if you got married, you had a child, and everything was great away from the court. Let me see if I could put it in brass tacks. 2026, when it came to NBA basketball, I'm having a hard time coming up with the word. Oh, yeah, sucked! And now the city that was willing to do everything for you, you basically said, the Celtics, I had my best year in a non-championship season. And now, what does the city of Boston do? In their ineptitude, hold my beer. Let me light my keyboard green. There we go. For this crap. So Boston decides to award. I'm not going to go there. I could, but I'm not going to go there. No, I am. Boss decides to actually do something they rarely ever do and award a black man something. You award a former Celtic a key to the city. So I guess that means every time he touches the ball when he gets to TD Garden, and you'll see him at least twice a year, that's if you don't match up in the playoffs, you're going to cheer everything he does like he's still wearing the Celtics jersey. I want to see that trick turned. But Jalen, that could be you, but you ended up playing. And now you're in Philly, and you're about to get blown aside by the process. You're about to understand why sugar was sweet with Jason Tatum in Boston. But you're about to see something that's not called Shinola in Delaware Valley. I hope you enjoy it. Unlike me, because I didn't enjoy this around a hardwood. Get this off my screen.
I knew it. As soon as you read the headline, I was like, yeah, I might need to get off screen for this one.
I saw that. I was like, oh, he laid it out beautifully. I'm definitely going to save that one for last. Lord, how do you get the key to the city after you get gone from the city? Lord have mercy.
Dang. I read that. I was like, yep, I'm going to need that on. I'm going to need that in around the hardwood right there. That's a very interesting thing to do.
Dre talked about his commentary and the criticism, and I put that in quotes, that he receives. He says, I get it. I get it all. It's hilarious with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 rolling on the floor laughing emojis. And it is that hilarious. I agree with him. He says, Cole, why are you in a... He said, why are you in the... Oh, not. Because I'm not. Why are you in the NFL fantasy football draft? Well, I used to enjoy doing that. I don't anymore. I could play it. I mean, because I know the sport inside and out. But I just don't find as much enjoyment out of it as I used to.
I think it's the people he played with. That's just my guess.
It might be. Mm-hmm.
But
I know it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break when we come back.
Getting the key to the city, Boston.
We're going
to
go on a fast break for the final time as the WNBA hits their World Cup break. So let's see what happened on the final weekend of August. Take five.
Jalen Brown getting it.
Sometimes it's not even about the jerseys. It's the hat that sets it off. Snapbacks, fitties, truckers, whatever your style is, that's how you rep your team every day. If you're looking to upgrade your collection or find your next go-to cap, we got you covered. Hit the link in the description and shop the latest styles right now through Diggs. Every team, every style, every day. Top off your fit the right way.
The Big Ten.
You can say you're not impressed. You can say you're not happy. You can say all these things, but whatever the case may be, the Buckeyes are on top of the football world. And it's just where it is.
The SEC.
But I blame one person for this.
One person? What one person are you going to be blaming? Good. I don't give a crap.
Big 12.
That team right there that is ranked 15 that put up 45 points.
Yes, sir.
They were picked dead last at the beginning of the season.
The ACC.
Quote, feeling the blues in Death Valley. Close quote. Duke ends a 45-year drought in Clemson. You are coaching a team, son. Get with the program and worry about your program.
The CLP rankings, do away with that.
Right.
Do away with it.
Bring down the gridiron on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
Your best work starts with the right environment. Whether you're working from home, managing a business, creating content, study for class, or gaming with friends, the right setup can make all the difference. From premium office chairs to modern desks and workspace essentials, OdinLake helps you create a setup that works as hard as you do. Work smarter, stay comfortable, perform at your best. Discover OdinLake today through the Playmaking Network.
This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast, live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
The game is about to start. The last thing you should be worrying about is what's for dinner. With Cook Unity, chef-crafted meals arrive ready to enjoy in minutes. Great food, less hassle, more game time. Cook Unity, available through the Playmakers Network.
Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Football season is almost here. Whether you're heading to the stadium, or watching from home, or representing your team every day, NFL Shop has the gear fans need. Shop official jerseys, sideline apparel, hats, collectibles, and the latest merchandise from across the NFL. Get game day ready and support Ramley Talk when you shop through our NFL Shop affiliate link. NFL Shop, official merchandise, official fan gear. Horns up.
Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back.
Lend me your ears. Or should I say lend Playmaker your ears as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
NFL Underground, if number 99 says I'm coming back for one more year.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
What you mean? I hope what you accept Christ your Lord. Heifer, get behind and out of here. I already accepted him. Yeah. Oh, hello, everybody. I thought the convention was still running. I'm sorry. What did I do now? Dre, he says, or Sportswear Dre Day podcast, he says, I can respect that 100. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
He did that on purpose.
I forgot to call out a fool who said, I hope you accept. I had to call a fool and say, I hope you accept the Lord as your Lord and Christ as your personal Savior. I already done it.
No, he did that on purpose.
What type of bull you coming from? Yet. Pissing me off. With bull. I'm sorry. Hi, Playmaker.
This guy has shown. Let me shut up. Kings off the steal.
As we run the fast break, as we go into the World Cup break. Well, this week it was pretty much easy to see what was the game of the weekend.
Yes, let me get back to good business. That would be the Atlanta Dream or the team that houses Clark Sexual's most hated player in the basketball sphere. And that's Angel Reese. You race better shut up. They hosted the Lynx. Well, they're trying to make sure they can lock down the number one seed overall. And it looks like it's getting a little more precarious. 89-81's final score. The Dream over the Lynx. And as you can see on this beautiful beam footage, the Dream basically took control of the game after the first half. And they pretty much just did not relinquish it the rest of the way. Alicia Gray was just outstanding in this game. 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 steals. And probably the most exciting player in the game today, Olivia Miles, the runaway rookie of the year, and probably the number 2 vote-getter in this year's MVP. Decent, 21 points and 5 rebounds. Now, along with Alicia Gray leading the team, with that win over the Lynx, Angel Reese did a wonderful thing in setting the WNBA record for double-doubles in a season. With 15 points and 11 boards in that game, she notched her 29th in the 2026 season. And if you show me a cross-eyed Angel Reese, then I know you all are absolute jackasses. Celebrate the feat and shut up.
What's celebrating? Shout out to Angel Reese.
But yes, congratulations to Angel.
Shout out to Angel Reese. Doing what you did in Chicago and brought it to you with you to Atlanta. Helping the team out. Now you sitting in the fourth spot ahead of Indiana as we head to the World Cup break. But you did put on the whole of Minnesota locking up the one seed for now. So they have to come back from the break and do it afterwards. But yes, this is going to be an interesting time when the ladies get back from the World Cup break. Got about a weekend, which is about 4 games, and then you hit the playoff stretch. So we're almost there, Mr. Johnson. We're almost there.
Yeah, we are.
Other news.
Yeah, we are. Now, with the other big games that took place this weekend, the Dream, although they did what they had to do Sunday, they wet the bed Friday. Well, it's hard to wet the bed against the fire, but they did so. 101-83 was final score. Carla Eat. scored 26 points. Emily Engstler, she chipped in for 25 for a career high in the upset in Atlanta. Also on Friday, the Sparks, they held back the Mystics 88-82. The soon-to-retire Nneka Ogwemeke, she scored 24 points. Ray Burrell scored 12 in the fourth campaign, the fourth quarter, as the Sparks cruised to their 6-point victory in Inglewood. I'm sorry, in downtown Los Angeles. My bad. They're not playing at the Ballmer Dome. Or should I say Ballmer Kawhi Leonard Dome? I digress. On Saturday, Playmakers Liberty, they decided to take the sky. And damn it. 85-66 was the final score. Hanzu gave you a career-high 19 points as the Liberty bounced back from their recent misfortunes. Now, since that took place this weekend, of note, the Fever, they did what it was supposed to do and beat the Sun. And Kayla Clark decided to boogie on them. The reason why I know is you had Clark Sexuals take out their real and imaginative penises and stroke that to, what was it, 30, 35 and something?
Her and Kelsey Mizzle both scored 34 points.
Congratulations. Nut on yourself and go forward. Then you had the Aces. They beat the Tempo, went to Toronto and just beat them down. That was on Friday. On Saturday, you had the Tempo take another L, this time to the Mercury. Back-to-back game, back-to-back L.
At home.
For the Tempo.
I believe it, both of them.
Back-to-back
L. I believe both of the games were at home. Let me see. Nope, that was in Phoenix.
Okay, so Friday's game was in
Friday's game was in LA. In Vegas. The okay. Saturday was in
Las Vegas.
Okay. And Saturday was in Phoenix.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to back road L's for the Tempo. There we go. And yesterday we had the Storm. Yes. Lose the Sparks. You had the Valkyries beating down and dousing the fire, and you had the Wangs doing what they're supposed to do and destroy the Sun. Now, when they become Comet's wings, I'll give you 3 years. Then after that, your butt's supposed to be toe up.
You give them 3 years?
I'll give you 3 years.
So you're giving the city of Dallas 3 years to enjoy themselves before. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and
So,
ladies and gentlemen, set your economists to 2029.
Mm-hmm. 2029.
Okay.
Yes.
That means Cole Johnson won't be going off on the wings like that. It would be reserved for 3 years.
I mean, how could I go off on the Wings beating the Comets when the Sun, the previous iteration of Comets 2.0, they're the worst team in WNBA? I mean,
apparently not.
I had to be real. The Storm just ridiculous.
Apparently not. They're not the worst team in the WNBA. That belongs to the Pacific Northwest.
No. Well, no. The Storm just ridiculous. They get it. They'll be like the Wings. They get a good draft pick. They can become a playoff contender with a snap of a finger. The Sun horrible. I mean, they're one of the best teams in WNBA, and then they decided to hold a fire sale in the offseason. And it went from the penthouse to the house.
That would be 2 years ago, ladies
and gentlemen. In one fell swoop.
That would be 2 years ago he's talking about. After they fell to the New York Liberty. After New York Liberty went on to win their first ever WNBA championship.
Went from the penthouse to the crap house.
And Connecticut is like,
and one off season.
And Connecticut's like, okay, we're just gonna blow it up. Alicia Thomas got dealt to the Mercury. Deshaunay Carrington got dealt to the Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, Lynx. Mm-hmm.
Maria Barber instead was there, like, why am I still here?
I'm like, Lord have mercy. We now have witnessed the WNBA's version of the Montreal Expos. Goodness gracious. Wow. Terrible.
Oh, man. As we go into the World Cup break, Minnesota, Golden State, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Indiana, New York, Washington, and Dallas are your playoff teams. We are just determining seedings at this point in time.
Now, where will they go to ask the question? Who will be where?
Everybody else? Question. Eliminate it.
The playoff pool has been this. And unfortunately, the Wangs are in it. But Olivia Miles, I want you to boogie hard on them. When they face you off in the first round next month.
Don't get too comfortable because they might escape the Lynx. They still have a shot to get to as high as the 4 seed.
Don't tell me the high as a, oh Lord. Not as high as the 4 seed.
They're only 2 games back of Atlanta.
Oh Lord.
And if my Liberty or the Mystics decided to screw up when they come back from the World Cup break, they might capture the 6th seed. Don't get your hopes up too yet, Mr. Johnson. Still some basketball to be played. And my team ain't helping you out.
That's what pissing me off. The Storm should be losing. I mean, winning. But what's wrong with them?
Storm ain't helping. Storm ain't helping you. The Wings still have a chance to get a better seating. And the Sun, they want to win every now and then. And that's your fast break.
That this guy has shown. Let me shut up. Kings off the steal.
As my co-host is disgusted with the Storm because he thought he had a fail-safe plan and it turned out to be not safe at all.
Juju Smith-Schuster was supposed to be the number one draft pick in this coming April, not the one that passed, April 2027's draft.
And why did you say Juju
Smith-Schuster? She was going to be the...
You need to get the name right, sir.
I'm sorry, Juju Watkins. I'm sorry. I was thinking about that whack dance that clown did when he was a member of the Steelers. I'm sorry. Juju Watkins. The wheels are greased for that. She was supposed to be in April, have that announced as the first draftee of the new Comets. And we won't be able to lay a finger on them. Oh, Lord. Dre says, look, you got the Lynx, Tempo, and 2 versus the Dream to close out.
What team is that?
Lynx, Tempo, and 2 versus.
What team is that? I hope it ain't us. If it's us, that's a problem.
What's his? Probably the Liberty. Lynx, Tempo, and 2 versus Dream to close out the regular season. That's what is on the screen. I got it. The Lynx, the Tempo, and 2 Dreams matches. two dream games.
That might be the Liberty.
So those are the last four.
No, I think about
it. I'm thinking that sounds like Liberty.
I haven't really watched them in the Link Square yet like that. That don't sound good for me.
So they're trying to fight for home court in the first round, right?
Every game.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We don't know which team going to show up on a nightly basis. That's the terrible part about it.
Hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out what team schedule that is, so I would know. So let's go down here. That's the remaining schedule of the Kinetic Sun.
Oh, for the Sun?
So.
Except for the tempo, that looks great.
They are going to Atlanta when we come back, host Minnesota, go to D.C. and host the tempo.
Oh, they played Mystics too?
Yep, they played Mystics too.
Okay.
Well,
except for the tempo, I like the end of that season for the Sun. For the soon to be newly minted Comets.
Yeah, I know. I bet you do. When the Liberty come back.
That's great.
With Jagger on the screen, it's the Liberty final four games.
That's the Liberty's final four games?
At Minnesota, at Toronto, home and home with the Dream. And with those
of you, sounds appealish to me.
And those of you who don't know what home and home is, I mean, both teams get a home game.
Play at each other's place. Yeah, they play at each other's place, and they play against them in their crib.
No. Well, then, the Liberty might be the eighth seed when it's all said and done.
Lord Hammers, here we go again. Why you insistently want to crap on your team? And Dre's team.
That's because you don't follow them.
And why is this team?
This person here is the most critical one out of everybody when it comes to the Liberty, not me.
Well, he's not about the head coach of them.
I've been reserved. And you know that. I've been very reserved. I'm not saying it's a possibility. They can fall. They the sixth seed. It's not that hard to think they can drop two spots.
It's also not inconceivable for them to actually move up two spots.
It's not. Because they do have two matches with the Dream. But you have to beat the Lynx to start it off.
Okay, so you might take an L against them. But if you go 3-1, your chances of being the chance of hosting a first round game might be pretty strong. Even with the L to the Lynx, who you said they've had issues playing against.
Because the Lynx is still mad at us from, you know what.
I would be too. Stopped them from getting the chip 2 years ago. I'd be a little pissed at the Liberty too.
Hey, the team that has been around for the longest needed to win the chip. They won the chip.
Oh, he says actually both those Dreams games are Barclays. No, really? Wow.
No, it's not. I looked at it. I could look at it again.
He said, I'm going to one of them. I don't know which one, but I'm going. And if you don't know, Dre is a Brooklynite, so.
Actually, no, both of them is it in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So both the Dream games are in Brooklyn. And Dre, who is a Liberty fan, he says he's actually going to go to one of them. Doesn't know which one he is, but he's going to go to one of them.
So.
And it's good for him.
At Minnesota.
He's a Brooklynite.
At Minnesota, at Toronto. Atlanta.
And two home games against the Dream.
Oh, Lord. How fitting would that be for Sidney Brown and Dillon to play spoiler against the Liberty in Canada?
Hmm.
Oh, that's just great. How lovely. Well, that's in two weeks' time. When we come back, get you ready for the World Cup. Because it's World Cup break time. See you in 4.
Success starts with the right setup. Whether you're working, creating, gaming, or building your next big idea, Odin Lakes helps you create a workspace designed for comfort and productivity. From ergonomic chairs to modern office solutions, Odin Lake is built for the grind. Work smarter, create better. Discover Odin Lake today through the Playmakers Network.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kids from the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
No matter what you are watching, one thing stays the same. You got to represent your team the right way. Whether it's jerseys, hats, or hoodies, what you wear is part of the experience. If you're looking to upgrade your gear or getting ready for the next game, we got you covered. Hit the link in the description and shop official licensed gear through Fanatics. Every team, every league, every fan. Don't just watch the game. Represent.
At the Playmakers Network, sports are more than games. They're a community. From basketball and college football to professional wrestling and Rams football, our shows keep fans informed, entertained, and connected. Watch live, listen on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation. The Playmakers Network. Sports, community, conversation.
If you're watching WWE and not repping your favorite superstar, what are you doing? T-shirts, championship hoodies, this is how you show who you ride with. Whether it's legends or the stars that are running it right now, it's all about representing your side. Hit the link in the description and shop official gear right now through WWE Shop. Every era, every superstar, every fan. Don't just watch. Represent.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there seeing LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, monarchs of wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel.
The game is about to start. The last thing you should be worrying about is what's for dinner. With Cook Unity, chef-crafted meals arrive ready to enjoy in minutes. Great food, less hassle, more game time. Cook Unity, available through the Playmakers Network.
And welcome back to Turn the Lights Out here on this final day of August. Mm-hmm. You wake up tomorrow and it'll be the 9th month of the year.
8 months of 2026 have gone by like that. Mm. Time flies.
So. Mr. Johnson.
We are now two-thirds to 2026. Man. Yes, sir.
Unfortunately for the ladies, they have to do things that most other leagues don't do. We have to take breaks during the season because of international competition.
Yeah, take a hiatus.
With that being said, the FIBA World Cup has arrived.
That's right. That's right. And this will take place in Berlin. And USA, Team USA, they are in the same group called Group D, along with the People's Republic of China. Every time I hear that, I think of Trump. Anyway, Italy and Czechia. God, I can't even say that right. But Czechia.
They keep changing their name.
One of the former Yugoslavia.
They keep changing their name. So. Can y'all pick a name and stick with it?
I thought Serbia was good enough, but I guess it's not. But yes, Team USA, they are in the same group with those three countries.
And we had major news came out today.
Now, we will not see Kelsey Plum nor Asia Wilson. They will not participate in the FIBA Women's World Cup for this year. But Sonia Citrone, why do I think of a drink when I see her last name every time? I'm sorry. And Kiki Iriafin. We will be seeing these two Mystics players take the place of Plum and Wilson on the team.
Kelsey Plum is out with a lower leg injury, and she would not return to the Mercury for the rest of the season. Asia Wilson, she's dealing with some issues as well, but for the most part, it is basically her getting ready for the playoff run.
Good. Save yourselves for 2 years' time. That's when we really need you. Don't do this when the Olympics come to LA. Please.
So, yes.
We need to see it.
But it's a good learning experience for Sonia Citrone and Kiki Iriafin as they can get some international play.
Yeah, it is. And I've always believed that 2028 is going to be a torch passing type of Olympiad. So I think what we're going to be seeing is all the international play, the FIBA World Cup that you see, and tune-ups for the Olympics in 2 years. We'll be witnessing that change in the guard and how it's going to look. And I think we're seeing the beginnings of that right now.
So here's the updated roster for the Women's World Cup.
All right. So you have Ryan Howard, Angel Reese, Brianna Stewart, Jackie Young. We mentioned Miss Citrone and Miss Iriafin. Along with those six women, you have Aaliyah Boston, Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, Nafisa Collier, Kalia Copper, and Chelsea Gray. Those are your final 12 for the 2026 FIBA Women's World Cup roster.
One of the big talking, how can I put this? One of the big cooler talks. Yeah, I'm going to go back to an old term. One of the big cooler talks is, who would be your starting five for the World Cup?
Well, we already know Caitlin Clark gonna start. We already know that. I think we got to see Brianna Stewart and Jackie Young be starters. Nafisa Collier, and then you have a tough road to hoe to put forth the fifth woman to start with those four.
So you have Jackie Young, Caitlin Clark, Brianna Stewart, and Nafisa Collier. And you stuck on number five.
Yeah. Because you can almost make a case for about four or five of them as to why they should be in that starting five.
Chelsea Gray starts. Good on me. Chelsea Gray starts.
I almost would put her in this like six woman position, but
I'm going,
I can see that.
I'm going Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young. I'm going Nafisa Carter, Breonna Stewart, and Aaliyah Boston. Let
Aaliyah Boston.
Let some of your vets start it off. Then you bring the newbies in. Mm-hmm. And you tell them this is what's coming for y'all in 2 years' time. Yeah, you have a Mr. Kate.
So you wouldn't start Caitlin Clark.
You have Caitlin Clark, you have Paige Becker, Angel Reese, Sonya Sintron, Kiki Infant. That second unit would be ridiculous.
I would be for Caitlin Clark being in the second unit and backing up your starting five. I just don't want to hear, how do you have the best player on your team and she's not starting? That bull crap.
They gonna complain regardless of what happens. It don't even matter.
Unfortunately, you'll have many who will complain about her more than anybody.
And Dre got the same four except for number five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, Stewie or Breonna Stewart. Fee or Nafisa Collier, and he goes with Ryan Howard for the other for the fifth.
So he's going three guards and two forwards. I went with two guards and three forwards.
Look, the ones you both chose, those are why I said you can they'll get legit arguments as to why you wouldn't want to put them with the other four. Unfortunately, I hate to say it this way, Caitlin Clark on the starting five, political move, and I put that in quotes.
And guess what? Guess who's the coach?
Political move.
Kara Lawson.
Stephanie White. Oh.
Kara Lawson's the coach. So you ain't finna politic her into doing something that she don't want to do.
You say that now. Not saying that I don't.
No, what I'm saying is if Caitlin Clark deserves to be in the starting lineup, I'm gonna trust Kara Lawson's decision. Because she ain't finna start nobody just because the public wants her to start. Kara Lawson's gonna decide the five best unit. For the first team and her five best unit for the second team.
I agree with both of you. I think Clark should come off the bench. I agree with you. I don't think she will.
But for me, knowing that this is the first
and it's not because I think she's deserving to start.
Yeah, let's just make that clear. We're not saying that Caitlin Clark can't start. What we are saying is this is her first, along with Paige Beckers, Angel Reese, Sonya Sintron, and Kiki Infant, and to a degree, Aaliyah Boston, first taste of international play.
I'll say it even more bluntly. The others are more deserving. And you gives me more time, better got acclimated to international play. No, yeah, all that's true. The others are more deserving. I just smell bull.
I don't
coming.
I don't like the term more deserving in this case.
Okay, they earned it. That's even better.
They
earned it.
You start with your vets so that your young ones can learn the game, the international game, because it's not the same. Like I said, it's not the same game.
Like I said, they earned it. It's not. And I 100% agree with you and with Dre Ashley. I agree with you both. I just smell some crap coming. Why is Caitlin Clark starting? I ain't gonna watch the FIBA World Cup because of it. I can picture that crap. Dre's like, the Caitlin not starting though. Tough. The vet start. But I still smell bull crap coming. I just smell bull crap coming. Dre dropped the mic because that's exactly what I believe.
Now,
I just smell bull crap
coming. Now, one thing we do have to keep in mind, because even though the three of us probably hate it and whoever else is watching and hates this, we do got to keep in mind, how does every coach on every team feel about the minutes about their players knowing that the playoffs is not that far off?
Which the timing of when this happens in the WNBA season is what sucks about how you actually can learn the international style of basketball, not exhaust all of what the players could do, to conserve all they can, because like you said, the more important part of the season is still ahead.
Because guess what?
It's not like with the NBA where you have a season that's completed and the preseason is about a couple months off.
Because guess what? Outside of Kalia Copper, everybody else on this list is in the playoffs. Everybody else is in the playoffs in this list.
That's what's going to make it really difficult.
So that's another thing we got to think about. How many minutes does each of these players get?
I would probably say no more than 25, I would think.
And the international game is a more physical game, too.
Oh, it's more, a whole lot more physical.
And y'all, Caitlin Carter fans, was complaining about how physical the WNBA was. Wait till she get a taste of this right here.
Boomer Esiason. Now you will see why when you said, well, maybe Caitlin Carter should just simply take her wares and go to Europe. You will now see why that statement that you made was absolutely amateurish of you as a sports analyst. Football, you know a lot of. But you just proved, sir, that you know little about the rest of sports.
So that's we got to think about these things, because the playoffs is literally when they come, almost basically a week when they come back. They'll finish out the regular season with that week and then this playoffs time.
Yeah, but that's about like a week-ish of regular season play, and then the playoffs are in the next week. Yeah.
And 11 of the 12 players on this roster are in the playoffs.
We'll be playing the postseason, yeah.
So you don't want nobody getting hurt in the World Cup stage.
So it's going to be some conservation for the players. Yeah. And you mentioned Kara Lawson. She isn't a head coach of a WNBA team.
No.
So you have that.
She's the head coach of a Duke Blue Devils.
Host coach. Yeah, head coach of a college team. So you have that. Now, if it was a head coach of a WNBA squad, then I think it would be probably made a little easier how they would manage that. But you have someone who's not affiliated with the WNBA, and there you go. Dre says, look, let's be real. France is our only threat anyway. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the way they played them in Paris. Whew, yeah, I agree.
So it's a lot of factors to factor in here with this World Cup. Me and Dre, we're on the same path. We starting our vets. I'll slide in the lead of Boston and give me 3-4. Dre's gonna go with Ryan Howard. Cole Johnson, he's undecided on the fifth one. I'll let my youngest, you know, Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Angel Reese, you know, Sonya says trying to keep the air in front. I'll let them come with the second unit so they can get their taste of international play. So when 2 years come, they know what's coming, because where's 2028 being held at?
It's being held in Los Angeles, California.
What country is that?
USA, 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 USA.
So ladies, let me be honest with you here, okay? I won't go in the World Cup. Don't get it twisted. I won't go in the World Cup. But I do understand the situation that we're in. So you have to preserve yourself for the playoffs? Fine. But Mr. Johnson, tell him how I am when he gets to 2028.
So no excuses. You could be on your home turf and you know you're going to get every other country's best shot anyway. And you're going to have that. And then you're going to have Juju Watkins on the team too. Woo! Man, I can't wait. I can't wait.
So
I can't wait.
Ladies, do the best you can. We understand the circumstances and the parameters that you're in. You want to make sure you get back in time and help your team in the playoffs because it's a championship on the line. But handle your business here the best you can. But in 2028, you get no excuses from me whatsoever. If your name is on a roster for the Olympics, I expect peak performance. You don't believe you can ask Cole Johnson. He was with me for 2024.
He wasn't complimenting them all the time. So, yeah.
Now, the games and schedule that you might be asking for.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with when we will see Team USA first. That'll be Friday. They'll go up against the People's Republic of China. Tip-off of that game will be at 6:15 a.m. All times are Eastern. Why you saying, why is it so early? Of course, this is in Berlin. And Germany is 6 hours ahead of New York. There you go. 6:15 a.m. is tip-off. 12:15 in Berlin when this game will tip off on Friday. That's p.m. in Berlin. Then on Sunday, they play Italia or Italy. 12:45 p.m. is the tip there, Eastern. And then Labor Day. You have Czechia going against Team USA again, 12:45 p.m. Eastern is the tip. Now, the winner of the group, they advance to qualify. I mean, they qualify and they advance to the quarterfinals. And that will begin on September the 10th. The second and third place winners in that path, in that grouping, they will play a qualification round. Those games take place September 8th and 9th. The semifinals will be September 12th. The final will be September 13th. That is the tournament path of the 2026 FIBA Women's Basketball World Cup.
There you go. Got you ready for the World Cup. Ladies, do the best you can. We understand the circumstances that you're in. This is happening right before you hit the playoffs. It sucks. But you have former team, you have teammates and other WNBA players who's representing their country. And I'm going to tell you this now, they're going to take this World Cup very seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I believe now, how can I put this? Double, especially now that you're not going to have Asia Wilson play. I think you're going to have the other women on the other teams say, I think old Team USA is a little wounded. They're going to have to start rookies and first time international players. I think they can be had here. Similar to, this is the perfect scenario. Similar to 20 years ago for the men, 2006, where they came off of getting a bronze in 2004 in the Olympics. They just don't even win at all the FIBA World Cup, and so they had to. And so Team USA had to feverishly qualify between then and the Olympics, so they had to qualify in the following year to get into 2008's Olympiad. Of course, that was the beginning of what they called the Redeem Team. But there was a lot of teams in around the world saying, Team USA is wounded. We can get them. We can get them. And in 2004 and 2006, they did. I think the women have to think, the other teams around the world are thinking they're wounded. There's blood that's in the water. It's time for the shark to circle around them and just chomp on all of them. It's time for them to be meat. That is how these other countries are thinking, and Team USA has to think, no, not now. I don't think so. We're the best in the world for a reason, and we may not have the best player in the world right now, but we ain't chopped liver.
There you have it. Mr. Johnson, what can the people look forward to for the rest of the week?
Well, let me see. It's what, 5:20 Eastern now? Not even more than an hour. Well, more than an hour. You can watch this man. Capture the finger. There we go. You can watch this man alongside Cool McCain as they talk about, let me see, what took place over the weekend? Oh, yeah. NXT Heatwave. What happened last week's Raw and SmackDown. What happened somewhat in TNA as well. Doggone it. There was a card that took place. Some event that took place. I can't. Oh, that's right. All In. AEW. The biggest card for AEW's year took place this past weekend. If you want to know what took place and what they thought, Join my colleague and my partner here, along with my brother Cool McCain, part of the Base Collective. That's right. And they will break all of that down and then some, along with, Royce Keys and OTM. Really? On the Monarchs of Wrestling. You can catch that at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. If you're a wrestling fan, you owe it to yourself to check them out. Not only are they great, but the people who follow them are knowledgeable too, and they're wonderful. Shout out to all those who are Monster Wrestling fans and the Monarchs themselves. Then on Thursday, you can catch Playmaker gloat, and gloat some more. As on Ramley Talk, he will talk
there
about
will
the fact
no gloating whatsoever. I still have,
that's a lie.
I still got to finish my
preview. That's a lie.
I still got to finish my season preview. I'm already at 9-4 before the darn sign happened.
That's a lie, because I would be gloating if I was a Rams an analyst too. Myles Garrett on one side of the defensive line, and now Aaron Donald probably either the center or the other side.
See, this is the thing with me. I will not be gloating. They made the deal. Now it's 2021 all over again for me. Did I gloat in 2021?
No, you thought the sky was falling, all through 2021. But see, this is why I was hoping you would not do. I hope you would learn from that lesson. See that they actually have a really good team that they are fielding on the field, and then prove you right. But I, sir, would be gloating from the standpoint of you have a pretty stout offense.
Am I happy?
Now,
yes. Am I thrilled? Yes.
I was about to say.
But gloating is too far. You don't gloat.
Okay, no. Okay, and to put snowman in your face. Now, as I was saying, now the offense, they're okay. I think what they're doing now is they're going through a moment of transition because, let's be honest, Matthew Stafford is on his last legs. And so they got to find a way to make that transition smooth.
Which is crazy because he's coming up in MVP season.
Yeah, I'm about to say, and he's coming off probably the best season of his career. But he's on the wrong side of 30. He's almost 40 now. So you almost have to think future with that. The running game's fine, and of course, well, the passing game, I mean, you got Puka Nacua. Whoo! What rock can't that fool run? Anyway.
I got a feeling, you have a feeling that, he might be suspended for some games, though, because of what he did in the offseason.
I was going to say, the only problem I have with Puka is the dude. Get your head on straight, son! And that's what I'm saying. Ramley Talk, all things Los Angeles Rams, go to this gentleman right here, Playmaker. You can catch it every Thursday and every Wednesday, including this one. Playmaker, yours truly, Baron Down the Gridiron. Oh, yeah. We get to talk about the true beginning of the 2026 NCAA football season and whatever crap that the NCAA is going to be spewed upon all of us. Playmaker myself, Baron on the Gridiron.
You okay?
We're going to come to you hot, fast, and furious from here until the first Monday, or, well, till the third Wednesday, I should say, in January.
Well,
oh, it's going to be great.
We'll be getting our CFP predictions as well. I got mine set. I think Cole's still wrestling with his.
I'll give him yours. I'll give him mine. I mean, I'll give you mine soon. Now, you might not see me this Wednesday. You might not. And the reason why you might not is because I'm going to enjoy something wonderful, something beautiful, something glorious. I'll get to go to my favorite city in all the world, Dallas. Oh, I love Dallas. And Dallas is going to love me. This Wednesday, I'm coming to Dallas.
But I got to be on Wednesday. You just had to be on Wednesday.
I'm coming to Dallas.
You couldn't do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday? Jeez.
No, it unfortunately could not be on a Thursday, and it could not be on a Tuesday this week. I have a function to attend on Thursday in Dallas. And Tuesday, for reasons that I cannot describe on air, I can't make it there. So it has to be Wednesday. Again, I might not make it, or it might have, or we might have to televise sooner. However, one of those two scenarios might happen. So I might not make it this Wednesday, but I'm going to be there in spirit if I'm not. But I'll be en route to Dallas, the city I love the most in all the world. Even my cousin said she hated Dallas. That made me smile. Goes to Cherylitis. He says, rooting for China, Italy, and Czechia. Thank you, sir, for coming upon the Playmakers Network channel, YouTube channel, and Shooting Lights Out. We appreciate you.
I wonder why he's rooting against the United States, but hey.
Are you rooting against the United States because they probably won't start Caitlin Clark? I'm sorry. Dre, he says, Willow and Mercedes, talking about Willow Nightingale and Mercedes Moné. He said, that is the women's match of the year. Those two went at it. My God, those two went at it.
I don't know. Kendra Green, come on, enjoy, you know.
Oh, that NAC championship this past weekend? That wasn't a bad matchup either.
I don't know. Kendra Green, come on, enjoy, you know. That was an interesting one. Just saying. But hey, there you go. That's what you got for the rest of the week when it comes to the Playmakers Network. So for one, Cole Johnson, I am the Playmaker. Signing off on this final day in August, should I say. We'll be
the final Monday in August.
We'll be seeing you in September.
That's right. Labor Day.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door. Better kick that bitch again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
peace.